I still haven't got word of, you know, how it started, but, you know, there was a freak thing, you know, that happened. And luckily, you know, a few of us were still up to kind of, you know, smell that something was burning. And we're still kind of aware once the house filled with smoke. And at that point, you know, you just try to get everybody out.
Yeah. So
you first smelled
the smoke, and then was it fully engulfed?
Yeah, probably, I would say 20 minutes after we smelled it, then it was there was a fire. So, yeah.
Any alarms going on?
What's that?
Any alarms going on?
They did. You know, they were, you know, it was very low, so you really couldn't hear it or really, you know, didn't really understand if it was a fire alarm or what exactly it was. But, like I say, luckily, you know, a couple of us were still kind of up around that time and, you know, were able to warn some others and get out of there.
Did it burn down all the way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one of the scariest moments of your life?
Yeah, I've never been in anything like that. I've never been in a place where, you know, it was filled with smoke and, you know, you're trying to cover your nose, cough, trying to gather what you can gather, you know, wake people up and that sort of thing. I had never been in anything like that. And to just see it all come down like that was, you know, it was just a crazy deal.
That tattoo on your neck, blessed? Do you feel blessed?
Absolutely. I mean, just blessed that, you know, I was up, you know, because we all could have been asleep. And at that point, none of us might have knew what happened, you know, might not be here. So, everybody made it out of the house, which is the best part of it, and we can all move on. Yeah, it was a charity. Yeah.
How much more effective can it be to get folks rushing to go to different areas or whatever? The attempt to help them out has less issue.
Well, in any case, the more pressure you can get, it's better for us on the back end. You know, you've seen last year we have some ball hawks back there, guys that know how to get after it and turn it into scores if they have to. So the more pressure, the better, you know, for us in that back end. And we feel like we'll get it.
You were outspoken last year training.
This year. everybody else is saying it. So, you know, I just go out and play now.
Do you feel you guys are a better team, though, than last year?
You know, time will tell. Time will tell. Like I say, everybody else is speculating, so. You know, I just go out and play football this year.
How much of an advantage has it been to be a close team? We always hear that here, that this has been a close team.
There's no advantage. There's only one winner at the end of the season. And for us, you know, to come up short, you know, to make a pretty decent run, I guess you'd say, it's just not good enough. So close doesn't get it. You know, everybody here is focused on one thing, and anything else is really a failure. So, you know, our mission is to go get to the Super Bowl and win it, and then we'll worry about trying to repeat, you know. Put in more water than I usually do. I really don't know about that, you know. So I guess the guys need to drink more water. They just got to do it. You know, it's not even that hot out there, you know. So it's a 60-plus degrees, I guess, yesterday, and today is probably won't be any different. So why you're cramping and dehydrated, I have no clue. Played better than yesterday, you know. I think just having a day of camp under our belts and running around a little bit, moving around with the pads on and that sort of thing, I think today was better than yesterday. Yeah. Well, you know, you throw a little bit more at the offense each day, you know, throwing more plays in. And like I say, you have a day under your belt where you're moving around with your pads and helmets and everybody's moving around first group with first group and that sort of thing. And so a little more comfortable. Like you say, getting hands on balls, that's what we want to do. So today was definitely better than yesterday.
What do you think of Shields?
You know what? He's I think he's going to be able to play for us. You know what I mean? He's making some plays. He definitely runs well. The test will be for him is the playbook. You know, there's a lot. You know, we'll have 50 plays in by tonight. So once he gets comfortable, you know, just being out there and knowing checks and that sort of thing, I think he'll be pretty good for us.
As a stage veteran on here that you are, is there someone you kind of pull aside to talk to at all? Or
during the course of camp, certainly. You know, right now, he's got enough going through his head, you know, than to have me in his ear telling him to do this and do that. You know, his main focus is going to be to know what he's doing when he's on the field. And, you know, at the end of the day, if he makes the team, then, you know, you talk to him a little bit here and there about what he can do to get better. But he's got to get that playbook down.
Charles, if you were a betting man, what would you say the odds are of Albion if you're a regular season opener?
I wouldn't bet against him. You know, I'll tell you that. You know, you guys have been around Al longer than I have. And you know the way he works and how bad he wants to be on that field. So I definitely wouldn't bet against him.